Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
All right, so let's dive into this whole world of Google's Gemini. And no, we're not talking about horoscopes here. We're talking AI.
Yep.
Specifically how, you know, a small business owner like you listening can actually use this technology. You've given some really cool research and some real world examples. So our mission today is to really cut through all the hype and see what Gemini can actually do.
Yeah. And you know what's so interesting about Gemini is that it's not just one thing, right? It's like a whole bunch of tools that all work together. They can work with text images, even audio and video.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, a total game changer, especially for small businesses that maybe don't have, you know, huge teams or big budgets.
Yeah, it's like having a Swiss Army knife of AI always ready.
Yeah.
We've seen Gemini do some pretty amazing things. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. You're busy, right? I mean, you're a small business owner. Time is money. You need solutions, not just cool tech demos. So where do we even start with this thing?
Well, one place where Gemini really shines, I think, is as a real-time assistant. Like, think about those times you're looking at a business report, and it's just dense, you know, pages and pages. Or maybe you're trying to figure out what your competitor is doing with their marketing. Gemini Live can be a lifesaver.
Okay, so you're saying it's like having an AI expert on call. But how does that actually work, like, in real life?
Okay, so picture this. You're looking at, you know, a complicated chart or graph on your computer, and you're just not getting it. With Gemini Live, you can share your screen, and the AI can actually analyze that data right there in real time, explain what all the trends mean, even summarize like the key points from research papers all while you're watching. And the best part is it's not just like giving you a one-word answer.
Oh, really? So you can actually like talk to it, ask it questions, you know, make sure you really understand it.
Exactly. It's all about making sure that you're getting the insights, not just, you know, a bunch of data and numbers thrown at you. For example, in the research you gave me, there's a case where Gemini Live is helping someone understand like economics just from their lecture notes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Especially for someone like me who can barely, you know, balance a checkbook. But let's talk about something even more practical. Time management, right? I mean, time is money, especially for a small business owner. Can Gemini actually like help with that?
Absolutely. And this is where its ability to automate tasks really becomes powerful. Think about things like writing social media posts or answering those like frequently asked questions that customers always have, or even generating some basic code for your website. Gemini can handle all of that, which frees you up to actually focus on growing your business.
Now you're talking. It's like having an extra set of hands without actually hiring anyone.
Right.
But let's get specific. What kind of real-world examples are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Well, one that comes to mind is the language translation. Imagine being able to talk to customers all over the world in real time. You wouldn't have to wait for, you know, expensive translation services. We even saw in one example how it could translate a restaurant menu instantly. So think about how many more customers you could reach.
Okay, that's impressive. Being able to break down those language barriers, that's huge, especially for small businesses that are looking to, you know, go global. But it seems like Gemini can do so much more than just translate. What about like creating content? Could it help with that too?
Yeah, that's another area where it really excels. I mean, we saw it do some pretty incredible things, like create a whole recipe just from a picture of a dish, give coding tutorials just based on what was on someone's screen, and even analyze X-ray images. So you can imagine the possibilities for creating engaging content for your business.
Yeah, starting to see the possibilities here. But hold on a sec. A lot of people are probably wondering, how is this different from other AI tools out there? Like ChatGPT, for example.
Right. Well, both are powerful language models. But independent tests consistently rank Gemini at the top in terms of performance. Plus, Gemini's ability to work with all sorts of input, text images, audio, video, you name it, that gives it a real edge.
Okay. That's good to know. Sounds like Gemini is really packing a punch.
Yeah.
But what about the cost? I mean, a lot of small businesses are probably worried about, you know, breaking the bank on new tech.
Well, that's one of the best parts. The AI Studio platform, which is where you access all these tools, it's totally free to use, unlimited access. That's huge, especially for, you know, small business owners who are watching their budget.
So you're saying there's really no excuse not to at least try it out?
Exactly. The barrier to entry is super low.
Yeah.
And the potential upside is enormous.
Okay. So we've talked about how Gemini can be like a real-time assistant, how it can automate tasks and even help create content. But how does it actually like fit in with a small business's, you know, existing systems and workflows?
That's a great question, and one that we'll definitely dig into more. But the key thing to remember is that Gemini is designed to integrate with the tools you're already using. So whether that's your email, your website, your social media, Gemini can work right alongside those systems and make them even more powerful.
It's not about replacing what you already have. It's more about making it better.
Exactly. It's like adding a layer of intelligence on top of everything you're already doing.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've seen how Gemini can help with everything from data analysis to content creation. But let's bring it back to, you know, the individual small business owner. What's like the most important thing for them to understand about Gemini?
I think the key takeaway is this. Gemini isn't just some cool piece of technology. It's a powerful tool that can help small businesses overcome their challenges and reach their goals. So if you're struggling with time management, or you're hitting a creative roadblock, or you're just trying to stay ahead of the game, Gemini can be a huge asset.
It's like having an AI partner in your corner, always there to help you succeed. But where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
How can a small business owner actually start using Gemini in a way that makes a real difference?
That's where it gets really interesting. We need to dive deeper into specific use cases, see how different types of businesses can take advantage of what Gemini can do. We'll look at some real-world examples, best practices, and give you some actionable steps to get started.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
So let's get into some specific examples, how small businesses can actually use Gemini. You know, one area where it can really help, I think, is marketing. Imagine creating these laser-focused marketing campaigns based on, you know, really understanding what your customers want.
Okay, that sounds amazing. But how would that actually work?
Well, Gemini can analyze all sorts of data, like your website, traffic, how people are interacting with your social media, even customer reviews. And it can find patterns and insights that, you know, a human would probably never even notice.
So it's kind of like having an AI marketing consultant working behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes even further than that. It can use all that information to create personalized content like emails, ads, social media posts, all tailored to each individual customer.
Wow, that's a game changer. Especially for small businesses that, you know, are always trying to keep up with the big guys when it comes to marketing. But what about something like financial analysis? Can Gemini help with that too?
Absolutely. Remember, Gemini is not just about words. It can analyze numbers, too. It can help you track your expenses, see trends in your sales data, even forecast your future performance.
Okay, that sounds incredibly useful, especially for businesses that don't have like a whole finance department.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you still need someone who, you know, understands finance to make sense of it all?
Of course, human expertise is always valuable, but Gemini can help bridge that gap by explaining those complex financial concepts in plain English so anyone can understand what the numbers are actually saying.
So it's like having an AI CFO in your back pocket.
I like that. And the best part is that Gemini is always learning and improving. The more you use it, the better it gets at understanding your specific business needs.
That's pretty impressive. But let's be real here. Not every small business owner is like a tech whiz. How easy is it for someone who's, you know, not so tech savvy to actually use Gemini?
That's a fair point. But one of the things that makes Gemini so great is how user-friendly it is. The interface is really intuitive, and there are tons of tutorials and support resources available.
So you don't need like a degree in computer science to figure it out?
Nope, not at all. Even someone with basic computer skills can learn pretty quickly. And like I said before, the AI Studio platform is completely free, so there's really no risk in just giving it a shot.
Okay, that's good to hear. It sounds like Gemini could be a real game changer for all sorts of small businesses and all kinds of industries. But let's get into some specifics. Like, how could a small e-commerce business use Gemini?
That's a great example. So imagine you have an online store that sells, you know, handmade jewelry. They could use Gemini to look at their sales data, see which pieces are selling the best, which items people often buy together, even what time of day their customers are most active.
Okay, so instead of just guessing what their customers want, they can use Gemini to get real data and insights.
Exactly. And then they can use that information to create those targeted marketing campaigns, give personalized product recommendations, even manage their inventory more efficiently.
Wow, that's really powerful. What about a service-based business, like a local consultant, for example?
Well, think about all the time consultants spend on administrative tasks, scheduling appointments, answering emails, writing proposals. Gemini can automate a lot of that, which frees them up to focus on, you know, what they do best, advising their clients.
That makes sense. I mean, time is money for a consultant. Mm-hmm. So anything that can help them be more efficient is a huge win.
And it goes beyond just saving time. Gemini can actually help consultants improve the quality of their work, too. For instance, they could use it to research industry trends, analyze what their competitors are doing, even generate reports and presentations.
So it's like having an AI research assistant at their fingertips. I can see how that would be really appealing for consultants.
Yeah.
Especially in those fast-paced industries where, you know, you got to stay ahead of the curve.
Right, and we can't forget about creative businesses. Like a small design studio or a marketing agency, they could use Gemini to brainstorm ideas, come up with visuals, even create entire marketing campaigns.
I'm really starting to get the full picture of what Gemini can do. It's not just for one specific type of business. It can really transform, you know, pretty much every part of how a business operates.
Yeah, exactly. And the cool thing is, this is just the beginning. As Gemini keeps learning and growing, we're going to see even more innovative and impactful ways to use it in the years to come.
This is all very exciting. But I think it's important to remember that AI, you know, it's not a magic solution. It's a tool. And like any tool, it needs to be used wisely. What are some of the common mistakes that small businesses should watch out for when they're implementing AI?
That's a great point. I think one of the biggest mistakes is thinking that AI can replace human expertise. It's really important to remember that AI is most effective when it's working with humans, not trying to take their place.
So it's about finding that balance, right? Mm-hmm. Where human and artificial intelligence can work together and create something that's, you know, even better than either could on their own.
Exactly. Another pitfall is relying too much on AI without understanding its limitations. We have to remember that AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on. So if the data is biased or incomplete, that's going to show up in the results.
So basically, you got to be critical of the information that AI gives you. Don't just take it as gospel truth.
Absolutely. Small business owners need to develop that healthy skepticism towards AI and always double check the output, especially when it comes to making those big business decisions.
Okay, so we've talked about the good and the bad. But what are some concrete steps a small business owner can take to actually start integrating Gemini into their work?
Well, a great first step is to just start exploring the AI Studio platform. Get familiar with the different tools. Try them out on some low-stakes tasks. You know, nothing too critical.
So just get your feet wet and see what it can do without worrying too much about getting it perfect right away.
Right, exactly. Once you have a feel for the platform, then you can start thinking about specific areas of your business where Gemini could really help. Maybe it's automating your social media or analyzing customer data or coming up with new content ideas.
It's all about finding those places where Gemini can make your life easier and your business more efficient.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help. There are lots of resources out there, online tutorials, webinars, even AI consultants who can help you get the most out of Gemini.
So it's like anything new. There's a learning curve. But there's help available if you know where to look.
And the payoff can be huge. Small businesses that really embrace AI, they have a real chance to get ahead of the competition, improve their bottom line, and ultimately reach their full potential.
So it's not just about keeping up with the times. It's about using AI to get ahead.
Exactly. And that's got to be exciting for any small business owner.
It really feels like we've only just scratched the surface of what Gemini can do. And as exciting as all this AI stuff is for businesses, there's also that personal side of it. You know, something we haven't really touched on yet.
You're right. We've been focused on how businesses can use Gemini, but it can be incredibly useful for individuals too. Like, think about those times when you're trying to learn something new, or maybe you're planning a trip and you're just overwhelmed with all the options. Gemini can help with that too.
So it's like a personal assistant. But like way more powerful than anything we've ever had before.
Exactly. Imagine you want to learn a new language. You could ask Gemini to make a personalized study plan for you. Or if you're planning a vacation, it could create an itinerary based on your interests and your budget.
That's incredible. It really feels like Gemini can impact every part of our lives, both at work and at home. But with all this talk about AI, it's easy to get caught up in the technology and forget about, you know, the human side of things.
Yeah, that's a really important point. At the end of the day, AI is a tool, and it's up to us humans to decide how we want to use it. We have to think about the ethics, make sure it's being used responsibly, and never forget our own values and judgment.
So it's not about letting AI take over. It's about using it to make us better.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where human intelligence and artificial intelligence can work together to do things that neither could do alone.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Gemini, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
If I had to boil it down to one sentence, I'd say don't be afraid of the future. AI isn't something to be scared of. It's something to explore, to experiment with, and ultimately to use for good. The possibilities are endless, and it's up to all of us to shape the future of AI in a way that benefits everyone.
That's a great message. It's about embracing the power of AI, but not losing sight of what it means to be human.
Exactly. Finding that balance where technology and human creativity come together to create something truly amazing.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into Google's Gemini. We hope you found this discussion insightful and inspiring, and maybe even a little mind-blowing. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.